This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, ICANN staff, and welcome everyone to the cross-community working on ICANN accountability workstream 2 human rights subgroup meeting 31 on August 8th at 1900 UTC. ICANN staff, would you please be so kind to take the roll call from the Adobe Connect room? And could everyone who is on the audio bridge and not in the Adobe Connect room please make themselves known so we can include them in the roll call? If none, then we can register that we got apologies from Bastian Hoslings, and we did not get any other apologies as far as I can remember. Does anyone have an update to their statement of interest? I see no hands, no comments, no interjections. So let's go to the agenda bashing. Has anyone got a comment on the proposed agenda points? Or would like to change in, propose a change in order? Or would like to propose that we don't discuss these points altogether? No? Okay. Then we will continue. So in addition to what we did last week, which was going through all the comments, and in review of that last week's changes, we have concluded then that we would add but not limited to the two footnotes that outline the number of instruments. Is everyone still okay with that? Seems so. Everyone seemed in consensus last week. It seems nothing has changed when it comes to that point, but it does seem that there was quite some discussion on the next part, and that was the proposed text for the last part of the paragraph on, and let me pull up the Google Docs so we can all spend some time there together, because I think we will need to do some drafting and some work on that. So here is the Google Doc, is the link to the Google Doc. And that those changes were at the last part of the question, consider how the interpretation and implementation of this bylaw will interact with existing and future ICANN policies and procedures. And I was then to propose a new draft text, which I have done. Can we go back to the previous document in the screen? Sorry, I should have not. And there I proposed the following language, which seems to have caused some raise in blood pressure, which was of course never my intention. So I'm greatly happy to discuss that. I see Bernie's hand is up. Bernie, please come in.
Yes, Niels. I just noted that you were speaking a little fast in the previous section. Let's remember we're trying to caption. Thank you.
Sorry, my apologies to the captioner. I got excited. So what I proposed was in that last paragraph that we needed to redraft, because during last week's session we found out that the language that was in the consideration was a bit off. So I've been redrafting that, and I would suggest this. And I think we have some other proposals on the list, and I hope we can achieve consensus on that now. Let me read what I proposed. When examining its operations, ICANN, the organization, could consider using a framework like the UNGPs, as well as specific instruments such as HRIAs, to assess its impact on human rights and offer remediation. However, it is up for ICANN, the organization, to decide the most appropriate framework and instrument to do this. The result of ICANN, the organization's analysis, should be reflected in ICANN's annual reporting. Initially, this proposal came up when discussing the comment, by one of the governments, and then Tatiana said that we could suggest that ICANN organization could consider using that. Tatiana says, Tatiana, please come in. Could you say what you have in the chat, or you have no microphone on you, else I can read it out, but else it also becomes a long Niels monologue.
Hi, Niels. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you very well. Great to hear you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So I think that there is a bit of misunderstanding. I think that the language was proposed because so many comments pointed out to RAGI, and without, it seems to me, without the understanding that we are talking about policy-making implications and not implications for the ICANN organization. And I think that the language we have already in the framework of interpretation, it is a consensus language. It does refer to RAGI. It was a kind of, you know, suitable for all of us. So the additional language was proposed, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, to make a clearer distinction between policy making and community consideration, like ICANN community, and ICANN organization, which might consider committing to RAGI principles. But this decision would be up to ICANN. It's not up to us. It's not for us to make this decision in the framework of interpretation. And if I have if I grab the microphone anyway, I would like also to say that this sentence about remediation, I believe that I overlooked it on the last call, and I believe that I wasn't alone who actually missed this point. I think that, again, it is a bit out of mandate of this group to propose something like this, because it goes to the direction of implementation and not interpretation, and also it's quite, how to say, vague. What does it mean? We don't know. We really don't know. And unless we are going to explain this, which will take us lots of time and, as you say, blood pressure, we better to strike it out and leave it to ICANN organization to decide how they're actually going to adopt this framework, or which principles they're going to commit to, whether they're going to offer remediation or not, or whatever. So, yeah, I'll finish here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tatiana. I think if we, I'm happy to drop and offer remediation. I think that doesn't change much, and I think it will make our lives easier. So I can do that in the Google Doc, but in the meantime, let's also listen to David McCauley, and after David, let's listen to Greg. David, please come in.
Niels, thank you. It's David McCauley for the record, and I felt that I ought to put my hand up and explain because I had made an entry on the list just a few, an hour or so ago, maybe 2 hours, and I'm largely along the lines that Tatiana is, but I wanted to acknowledge the comments of Brazil, Switzerland, and especially the UK. I know Mark is on the call with us today, and acknowledge the good work and the passion that they have with this, with respect to this. I just wanted to state that I, too, was concerned with the language about remediation. And when I read, you know, as I look at the RUGI principles, and I'll just use 13B as an example, 13B requires that a business seek to prevent or mitigate adverse human rights impacts that are directly linked to their operations or services by their business relationships. That term's very broad, I think, even if they've not contributed to them. And the word remediation to me sort of smacked of the concept of enforcement. And I remember that in the core value, we don't cite this language very often, at least I don't, but I'd like to read part of the core value, as it says, this core value of ICANN does not obligate ICANN to enforce its human rights obligations or the human rights obligations of other parties against other parties. And I think the reason for that is that the DNS is a peculiar animal. And what would be considered part of ICANN's business relationships would be registrants all over the world. I mean, business relationships is a broad term. It's not something about privity of contract or direct contract relationships. And so I thought that the language was of concern. And then on the list, I also suggested a change in the next sentence where I suggested that that would better read, however, it is up to ICANN, the organization, to decide whether and how, that is, the most appropriate framework and instrument, and it should be plural, instruments plural, to do this. So I'll answer Anne's question on the list as yes, it should be in the plural, and simply say that those are my thoughts, and I acknowledge and admire the comments from the others, but I disagree in this respect, and that's what I'll say. Thank you, Niels.
So thank you very much, David. I would like to ask one clarification question. Do you think ICANN, the organization, could also live up to the commitment without any framework of instrument? Because that is what your sentence seems to imply, and I wanted to understand if I understood that correctly.
Thank you, Niels. It's David McCauley again. In my opinion, ICANN could choose to live up to these obligations, yes, if it's within its discretion and it's a matter of choice, as opposed to a framework of interpretation that an IRP panel will look at as a legislative history to the bylaw and impose on ICANN involuntarily. So I would say yes. I could even see adding language like ICANN could consider voluntary remediation. But again, to me, the linchpin here is that those would be something that ICANN would voluntarily undertake. Thanks, Niels.
Yeah, thanks so much. But would you say, so in your last change, the last proposed change to the last sentence, you said that you say ICANN, the organization, to decide whether and if it would use an appropriate a framework. And my question is, and this is really an open question because I'm not a lawyer, can people live up to such a commitment without a framework or an instrument to assess it itself, or is that just my primitive brain?
Hi, it's David again, Niels. I think that they can. I think the ICANN board could choose to undertake such an assessment. They could undertake to do human rights impact assessments. I think that absent the dictates or the persuasive elements of RUGI, they could do everything under RUGI as they choose. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, but to me, that's the answer that strikes me as appropriate, but maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're asking.
Okay, maybe my question is not clear, because I think if you're going to undertake an HRIA, you're using that instrument. And I think in this language you suggested, you said ICANN can also choose not to adopt any framework or any instrument to live up to its commitment to human rights. And it seems like they would need something. Or we can leave it up to...
I need to think about that, Niels. Let me ponder it for a while you take other comments.
Yeah, Greg, please come in. I've been holding on to the mic way too long. Greg, please come in.
Thanks. Greg Shatton for the record. Couple of things. First, as an overarching comment, it's clear from the public comments that some felt that we, in our consensus, did not go far enough with regard to our references to RUGI. I think it's also fair to say that there are those who may have felt we went too far, but were willing to live with the consensus, and therefore did not put in comments. I think that we will see comments and pushback if we move significantly off the consensus that we had the first time around. So I think that needs to be taken into account. While obviously you can't account for comments that were not made, I think that I have to go back and look at the IPCC's comments, for instance. I think we indicated that the balance that was struck was acceptable, so I think that you can infer from that that a change in that balance would not be acceptable, yes, certainly if it went in one direction and maybe in either direction. More specifically to this language, I think we have to, first off, just from a pure language standpoint, we should avoid using the word framework, since the framework that we're talking about is the framework of interpretation, and we use it to refer to other things. We should avoid that. I don't think there's any necessity to refer to the UN guiding principles as a framework. We could refer to them as principles or guidelines or something else, but it really muddies the water, to use it again. I think that, other than that, I have, some issues with moving from away from the language we had before, and I need to see it compared to the prior language. But I think that, this goes back to the point I made last week, which is that this is a floor and not a ceiling, and nothing in here discourages ICANN or any SO or AC from adopting other principles or instruments or frameworks or whatever you want to call them in any way. But the idea here is to leave that latitude to another level and not impose the CCWG's views in that regard. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Greg. And I think what we also see in the chat that we were very much, I think it's much more a language thing than a difference in opinion. So perhaps we can go a bit to the wordsmithing and see what we could do. I think David has made an example, but let's first go through the list. I think that's an old hand from Greg. So, Anne, please come in.
Yes, thank you very much, Niels. One comment I have is that I think it would have been extremely helpful to have had a red line of the language that is in the existing document. I found that it took me quite a bit of time to go back and to compare the existing language with the changes, and I'm not even sure I got that right, but I wanted to try to answer your previous question about what ICANN, the organization, can do. And the reason I think that this new language is probably goes too far and is a matter of substance is that I don't think that ICANN, the organization, can adopt a framework as opposed to, let's say, conducting a human rights impact assessment without presenting that framework to the SOs and ACs and reviewing that, proposal with them. And that in and of itself is a kind of a top-down policy process. I mean, it should be working the other way in a multi-stakeholder organization as unique as ICANN. Policy development in relation to a framework should come through a PDP, through a bottom-up process. The framework, we've actually referred to the framework in other language in the considerations document, and what we said is that when examining its operations, ICANN, the organization, that it should consult with the SOs and ACs. Let's see, when developing corporate or operational policies and executing its operations, ICANN, the organization, should take the human rights core value into account. In order to do so, ICANN, the organization, should propose a framework to the community which should include multi-stakeholder involvement in its development and regular review. So that language already appears in considerations, and the language that we're talking about here basically says that, not that it's up to ICANN to propose a framework and to consider what tools and instruments are appropriate, and to propose a framework to the community, but rather that it's up to ICANN to develop and implement a framework. I agree with your comment in the chat that RUGI is a framework. I do not agree that ICANN, the organization, can adopt a framework and adopt RUGI without putting that idea out to the community and to the SOs and ACs as a policy development process. Thank you.
Hi all, thanks so much for that, Anne. I think we might go a bit into, I think the blood pressure is quite high. I think the changes that we proposed were quite small, but I see they might have been too big for some, so let's drop the discussion about the framework. We put it in response to a reaction to the comments of the government. It was a suggestion made by Tatiana. It seems that people on the call do not like it now. That's great. So that is, let's see what we can do to resolve this. Kavus, please come in.
Yes. Do you hear me, please? Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very well, Kavus. Please come in.
Yes. From those who have spoken, all are against any changes. They stick to the initial language. However, under the public comment, we have received comments, and we need to take it on board to the extent that we could agree. In another group, I don't want to name, one person upside down totally what was agreed before by referring to the public comment and saying that we have to take that into account. But here I see quite different. I am not suggesting to take on board the three proposals from the public comment, but we have to accommodate that with some soft language, with qualifications, which on the one hand does not, I would say, compromise the consensus that has reached, on the other hand, does not disappoint that the group categorically reject the public comments. What I would suggest that instead of could we use the ICANN organization, may, comma, where applicable, and appropriate, comma, and continue to put something. Because this may is totally optional. And then you say where applicable, it depends that the entity should decide on the applicability. And the second qualification, the appropriateness of that, to refer to that. So it's quite soft. But at least take something which maintain, in my view, the consensus was reached. It would be a pity that this group reject the public comments. We are not bound to accept it, but we should consider it and to see to what extent we could tolerate the language we had in order to maintain its substance, objectives, intentions, on the other hand, put some latitude on that, which is optional with several qualifications, may, if applicable, and where appropriate. So this is my suggestion. I think that I have heard the four people. They don't change their mind, but we request them to kindly accept that other people made the comment also. They have some concerns. This issue was discussed in GAC at length, and the same two countries strongly saying that the group did not consider that. And I at the meeting said that because the people could not agree on that. Try again, and now they tried. And now it is up to us to see whether we could tolerate and put some soft language in order to take into account their requirements. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kavus. In the meantime, we have a proposal from David McCauley, which for the first part is the text as it is there without an offer remediation. So that text would be, when examining its operations, ICANN, the organization, could consider using a framework like the UNGPs, as well as specific instruments such as HRIAs, to assess its impact on human rights. I think Greg said, let's not use framework because we're already using a framework, which is a framework of interpretation. So maybe we could use principles. Would that work?
No, neither principle nor framework. None of them would work. Thank you.
Okay, Kavus, do you have other language suggestions?
Why not without framework? Why do we need to put framework in the framework? What we are doing framework for interpretation, and in that framework of interpretation, we still use another framework, framework under framework. Why we need framework? You know, we are speaking on the Skype. Could you put the text on the, could somebody put the text, please, either on the chat or on the, screen that we can see what it is, because it is difficult to remember all of these things. Thank you. Could somebody put that on the screen, please, or in the chat?
I have just put it in the chat, Carlos. Let's see. Tatiana says she doesn't like principles. Greg didn't like frameworks. Do people have other solutions for those words?
Concept. Could we use concept instead of framework or principle? Concept.
Using concepts like the UNGPs?
Yeah.
Maybe. I am suggesting plural, so using frameworks like the UNGPs. Frameworks like the UNGPs. In consultation with the SOs and ACs, that would mean that we change the meaning of the whole paragraph, because it has been saying that SOs and ACs and ICANN, the organization, should define itself how they will live up to the commitment. And now we're saying that everyone thinks should go proposal that would change things then again. Kavus, hand is up. Kavus, please come in.
Yes, I think if you use principle, it's too strong. Don't know. At least principles should not be used. Maybe some other things, framework. I think I'm just looking for some other alternative. I may come to you in the meantime if someone else does not have anything different. Instead of framework and principle, something else.
I think we're currently not saying that what ICANN should do, so the sentence is already quite weak. So when examining its operations, ICANN, the organization, could consider using frameworks like the UNGPs as well as specific instruments such as HRIAs. But it seems that with the inclusion of using frameworks like the UNGPs, we try to make a head nod to the comments, but it seems that we're creating more shit than solutions with the insertions of that language. So shall we go back and remove using frameworks like the UNGPs and just go through the text? When examining its operations, ICANN, the organization, could consider specific instruments such as HRIAs to assess its impact on human rights. So then we have removed the principles and the frameworks and the UNGPs, and then we have exactly the language that we had before, the consensus text that was to the public comment. Anne, please come in.
Yes, thank you, Niels. I think that you did point out when you commented on my suggested friendly amendment, the core disagreement here, which I think you were saying that you know, just takes away from what the power that the ICANN as organization, what they would be able to do within their own operations. There is a distinction that has to be made between ICANN's own hiring and what they can obligate registries to do. And I think Greg has pointed that out in the chat. I'm not sure how we can describe that distinction, but I do note that if we leave this language substantially, you know, as it is, it conflicts with the other language that says that ICANN, the organization, should not adopt a framework without multi-stakeholder involvement. And that's because the bylaw limits the obligation to applicable law. So anything that goes beyond applicable law is a matter of policy. So when it's policy, they need to involve the SOs and ACs, and I think there is an actual substantive difference there. So if we're talking about ICANN, the organization, implementing RUGI, it depends on the reach of RUGI, how far it reaches. It can't reach to the registries without being developed through consensus policy, because the registries can only be obligated by consensus policy development. So we either need to distinguish between internal operating framework, or else we need to say that if they are proposing an organization-wide framework, that they have to consult with the SOs and ACs. Thank you.
Thanks, Anne. I thought this was only considering ICANN's impact. So when examining its operations, so in the process of analyzing, ICANN organization could consider using framework like the UNGP to understand its impact, solely the measurement. So I do not think the current language would conflict. Kavus, hand is up. Kavus, please come in.
Yes, I think I perhaps was not clear. I suggest that eye candy organization may consider Kamalvera appropriate and continue. I don't understand why Tatiana says we cannot replace Kut by May. Why? What is the reason? Which law does not allow us to do that? And why Tatiana is so strictly against the proposal made by me? I suggest that the organization may consider comma where appropriate, then comma using, so on and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, all. It is up to ICANN to develop and implement. I think we might be talking about different parts of the text, and Greg has his hand up. Greg, please come in.
Thanks. I'm still trying to think of another word to use instead of frameworks that might please everyone. I don't have one yet. And I guess, you know, one question I have is whether what exactly we're talking about when we're talking about ICANN assessing its impact on human rights, the impact of what? Of ICANN, of everything ICANN, the organization, does, or its only its operations as a, you know, typical business, you know, buying goods and services. I think that there's, you know, the language is a little sloppy or unclear. I guess the impact on human rights, or, you know, we're trying to get at a human rights impact assessment here sideways, it seems. We're trying to encourage ICANN, or some are trying to take this language to try to encourage ICANN to run a human rights impact assessment. I'm just not sure, you know, how prescriptive we want this to be, and I'm not sure that that's what. I have real trouble with the language to assess its impact on human rights. It seems to be poorly phrased and very vague, ambiguous, can be interpreted so many different ways. And again, I go back to saying that, you know, ICANN, the organization, in its relationships with contracted parties and also with the CCTLDs, who are by and large not under contract, I think the ability to issues that arise are even more, should be of even more concern, to CCTLDs, in that regard. I think that what we had originally left a lot of latitude, for ICANN. I'd like to try to find some way to take into account the comments that were made. Of course, we need to take into account all the comments that were made, not just the ones that requested changes here. Again, I'm trying to, in the background, find the language to compare to what we're changing to. I don't have that, so it's still a little hard to talk to the changes in that regard. Apologize for that. Thank you.
I have the feeling that we're that the call are expanding. even beyond the language and the consensus we had before the public comments, so I'm a bit surprised, and I find it hard to describe the way to go forward, which might be because I didn't provide a red line. So I propose we hold the discussion, and I ask a drafting team to come up with a text. Are there people who would like to volunteer for the drafting team? I see Anne's hand is up. Anne?
Yes, thank you, Niels. I'm sorry that there's a surprise about the change in the language, but I do think it kind of goes back to perhaps this issue of the combination of framework with the words to offer remediation, because you were saying that you thought that this language really only went to the whole question of impact and assessing an impact. And I think there are several of us who are reading it as developing a framework that results in action that results in even possibly, you know, remediation. And so if we're talking about tools that assess impact, that's one thing. If we're actually talking about, and I think there was agreement that HRIA is a tool that ICANN, the organization, could use. If we're talking about something that is going to be adopted as a policy such as RUGI principles that are definitely going to apply to all the operations of ICANN, that's probably why you're hearing so much pushback on that. Which one are we talking about? Impact assessments or frameworks for policy for ICANN, the organization?
I think we were only talking, we were initially only talking about impact assessments. Then in last session, it was discussed we could add a reference to RUGI that might be used. That seems to have opened our whole frame of discussion. So somehow the opinion of last week's call doesn't translate well into this week's call. So I hope that Tatiana, Greg, and David can help us with these two sentences. Kavus, please come in.
Yes. I think we cannot use remediation. I don't think that we are talking of impact in application or in implementation. We are talking of policy. The document we are preparing is framework of interpretation. It talks about the policy, but not about the implementation. So I don't think that we can talk about impact or remediation. Remediation means that something has happened and you want to remedy that, whereas we are talking of something should not happen. Or if something happened, this is a policy to address that. So I don't think that remediation is a good replacement. So I suggest that if you cannot find something quickly, drafting would be good. If the result of drafting at the next meeting, but not another next one only, if not agreed, you go back to the initial text. So you give one chance, a drafting team prepare something, taking account of the comments, submit it to the next meeting. If at the next meeting that is agreed as a replacement, so far so good. If not, you maintain or retain the initial sentence as it was drafted. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavus. Anne's head is up. Anne, please come in.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Anne again. I just was asking that for purposes of the drafting team, could staff please prepare a red line of the changes and forward it to at least to drafting team members, if not the whole list, actually probably the whole list. We do need to see, you know, what the changes say.
Maybe we don't even need a red line, and the drafting team can simply start from the from the text that we had from the public comment and see what changes could be made and need to be made there, because it seems I completely failed to resound and rework the comments from everyone. So let's start with a clean slate and take the text from the public comment and ask the drafting team to work from there. Would that be okay, drafting team? And members of the group?
That's not okay. That is not okay at all. This is Dan. It's very confusing and hard to analyze when you circulate new text without showing the changes. It's very, very difficult.
So that I do not necessarily understand that people do not see the changes in the Google Doc.
I cannot see the changes in the Google Doc. I went to various different links trying to identify the changes and see the changes in the Google Doc. But yeah, Greg has posted the previously existing language. What you can see are the main differences, and this is Anne again, are that it states that I can could consider implementing a framework like the Ruggie principles, and that it's up to ICANN to do that. And it doesn't say anything about, you know, having that framework subject to SO and AC review, which is mentioned in other parts of our considerations document. So we need the red line not only to move forward with it, but also to compare it to other sentences in the considerations document, which may be inconsistent with the proposed language.
Okay. I'll email to the group the text as it was at public comment that we proposed to change last week. I will also share the changes that I proposed, and then let's see if the drafting team can come with a third version. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Cavus, please come in.
Yes, I think the drafting team, whoever they are, need to look at the initial text and look at the public comments and to see to what extent they may be able to modify the initial text in order to the extent feasible and possible, take into account public comments and bring something back to us at next meeting. Once again, I insist that if at the next meeting we could not agree to the proposed changes, we maintain the initial text and we go forward. We cannot spend so much time on this issue, I think. This is a very critical issue, and we are talking too much on theory, and it is not appropriate we put our finger on particular words. It seems that people are very concerned, some people, some of those four people have spoken. I am looking for some solution, but it seems that some people, they stick to something else and they go into the depth of the matter, digging out so many questions and so on and so forth. Issue was far more simpler than that one. So this is a drafting team. Previous text, public comments, to see whether they can agree themselves to put something and bring it to us. And if agreed by us at next meeting, so far so good. If not agreed, the text will be dropped, the public comment will be dropped, and we maintain the initial text. Okay.
Sounds good to me. So let's do that. I'll share the text on the list directly after this meeting. I think that leaves it for now for sufficient for this meeting. Thank you all for participating and for the discussion, and I'm greatly looking forward to see you all coming week on the list and next week on the call. Bye all.